Ourselves first.
Hello, I'm Cameron.
Welcome to the show. This is We Talk with your host,
Cameron.
Cameron Fairchild.
Hi. And
I am Nathan Fairchild.
Yes.
So here we are, sitting on the couch right now. This is not the first show. The first show was Cam going solo. How did that go for you?
It was okay. You did interrupt me.
At 24 minutes, I listened to the first show. It was... Yeah. So we're on to show number two. But we're getting the flow for it. Hopefully some of your buddies will join on. So what's the plan this time around? Why don't you read them off? What are our topics today?
All right.
And that's just general comments. You can put it in your own words.
New Star Wars movies. Okay. Like the future ones.
And the next? What's the next one after that?
Next one is, I can barely read your handwriting, could you?
It's about binge-watching shows.
Oh, why binge-watching shows is way better. And three...
Better than what?
Better than waiting a whole week to watch another episode.
Like I used to do, have to do back in the day.
That's why we go from, like, Scrubs, to Friends, to That 70s Show, to The Office, Parks and Rec.
What else have we done?
That's all I can
remember. We did... Rick and Morty, which we may get back into, depends. We binged a lot of shows, but we're pretty traditional. We don't really change it up that much. We've done a lot of Office and Parks and Rec over and over.
Why not?
Friends, they took it off Netflix, though.
Why? Wait, what? They did?
Yeah, it's on HBO now.
That's dumb.
Money. What's number three?
We're going to get into. Number three is... Miss about...
Oh, what have you missed the most during the coronavirus? Like...
Oh.
What do you think? Anyway, that'll be number three, and then number two, if we get to it.
Your history. Don't, like...
Just, you know, what have you been through in your 11 years?
Yeah.
What am I currently doing right now?
You are playing Mega Man.
No. I'm kicking ass at Mega Man. There's a big difference. Mega Man 2. Which is... hands down and generally accepted as the greatest Mega Man.
Have you seen those guys that speedrun this?
Yeah, they're incredible. I think the guy did this in like 20 minutes or something. There's all these crazy glitches I'd never seen before, and it's pretty incredible. And then the last one we're going to finish on.
Oh, yeah. The greatness of old video games.
Which, obviously, we're checking out right now. But, well, we can. Why don't we start with that since I'm playing it right now. So, what is the biggest difference to you between old school video games and new school, just like in general?
Graphics, for one.
Right, this is just two-dimensional.
Usually it's like 3D. Like, you can run around.
Fortnite and stuff.
Yeah. The most common right now is just shooter games. Like Call of Duty, Apex, Fortnite.
You know what the craziest part to me is?
What?
Not having to worry about lives. That's nuts. Because, I mean, in this one, I have to have so many lives. Like, it sucks when you run out. You're so close to the end. Or, you know, you're about to battle Dr. Wily and finish him off, but you only need one more man, and you're screwed, and you have to start, like, all over. Or you start over with, like, half your stuff. You all have checkpoints, and it's bullshit.
You also have checkpoints in this.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not like, I only have a certain number of continues in men, and you can do infinite number of...
Well, that's why they like, progressed and did that, because...
It's bullshit.
Yeah, to just, you know, die.
You'll never know the struggle. And we used to get, like, to a certain level and pause the game and then go do what we had to do with mom and dad and then come back. And hope that the game wasn't, like, permanently messed up.
Dad, we binge-watched, you know, not watch. We did this whole thing one time, both of us, so I kind of do know your struggle.
What do you mean?
I remember you would just get past the level and I would get past the bosses.
Yes.
At this exact game.
Metal Man is dead.
I thought that was like Mechanic Man or something.
Metal Man.
Oh.
Anyway, and I mean, I think the games have gotten cooler with like storylines. you know, like Halo was awesome, and, you know, even Fortnite, the story's pretty cool. They were cool back then, but they weren't as great as they are. And they're a lot more in-depth today as they were compared to when I was a kid.
I wish they had enough, they could move on to, what's it called? iPhones or Samsungs.
What do you mean? Like, put these games on those?
No, put, really good storyline and graphic games on them.
Oh, on your phone? They probably can, but the thing is,
that would cost money.
Well, it's not just that. Your phone games are not the ones you're going to play for hours and hours and hours. I mean, they're more just kind of humorous and entertaining. I don't think... Because if you had the option, are you going to play your PlayStation or are you going to play on your phone for, 12 hours?
PlayStation. But, yeah. Dad, remember that? Remember the game, the wiener game where...
The sausage game?
Yeah, you're that sausage.
All those wieners. And that's fun when you're sitting in the doctor's office waiting or traveling on a train as opposed to... sitting at home. I mean, I don't want to play that stuff when I'm at home. God, these dogs suck. I hate them. Damn it.
Well, you got to put context to that because...
What do you mean?
I hate these dogs.
Yeah, fuck dogs. Fuck Stevie.
Not cool, man.
Get over it. I'm dead.
That's what you get.
I'm dead. Give me some juice. Man, that's bull. So what's next on our list? Let's go back to new Star Wars movies. So I've been reading. I think it's Taika Waititi is his name. He's the guy who played Hitler and wrote and directed Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Give me a quick rundown of Jojo Rabbit. What'd you think of it?
Well, it was an even mix of everything.
It was insane.
It was one of the rare movies that actually put tears to my face.
It was pretty intense. When he saw his mom's feet, that was pretty nuts, man.
Yeah, that was something.
Made me feel all the feelings.
My thought is, the kid that's acting, was everything just okay, or, what was going through his mind?
I don't know. What understanding did he have of everything? But, so what was the quick plot of the movie? Give me a 2-minute, or give me a 1-minute rundown.
So this kid is living in Germany
during
World War II, and he finds this Jews.
He starts out where?
Oh, he starts Hitler out youth. In yeah. It's like this
kind of like Boy Scouts, but not at all because it's all about.
No, it was Boy Scouts originally. It was the
and they converted it.
Yeah, it was the German.
Yeah.
And then they converted it to Hitler Youth. Because of World War II. Or no, not because. For World War II.
But it's a kid. He has an imaginary friend named Hitler.
Well, he's not imaginary, but his version is. I love the part when he goes you sure you don't want to come over and eat unicorns with us?
Unicorns for dinner. Anyway, so kid's living. He's Hitler Youth. His dad's dead. His sister's dead. He's living with his mom. He's trying to be in the resistance against the Nazis.
Anywho,
that guy, and he also directed Thor Ragnarok. He is awesome. And he's going to direct the new Star Wars movie. Now, I don't know exactly what timeline they're going to do, but supposedly it's supposed to be independent of the other chapters. And so
I was really hoping it was going to be...
Finn?
No, not Finn. Finn's weird.
Why? He's got the Force. They've confirmed that.
If you're just going to say that at the very end, there's no point.
What do you mean?
They
didn't do anything with it.
Exactly, there's no point. Yeah, that makes
sense. They tried to make you think he was going to tell Rey he loves her, which is okay, dude. It's not that big epic thing.
But it's Disney, so what do you really expect?
I have something amazing to tell you. I love you. All right, bro. Calm down.
I talked about that last episode.
Everybody
gets
married.
What is with... Disney and they're kissing. Just you have something awesome and then Disney comes, buys it, and ruins it.
It's not that big a deal. It's not some epic thing when you tell someone, I love you. Okay, man, most of the world is married. This is a common thing. Don't sit there, come on, bro. And you're fighting a war. She don't want to hear that shit. She's trying to stop the Sith. Anywho, so the new movie, and then there's also going to be a new series coming out. I read that Boba Fett is going to make an appearance in The Mandalorian next season.
Finally.
So, and you know, Boba Fett takes place after episode 6, before episode 7, which means it confirms Boba Fett survived Tatooine when he got tossed into the pit.
Originally, that The Mandalorian show was going to be about just about Boba Fett, but then things changed.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you told me, remember? It was like 3 years ago.
Huh.
I remember that because it's Star Wars.
Damn it!
Oh, you screwed up.
You suck.
Shut up. But yeah, no, I mean, no, no.
I used to be able to beat this game in one man. I forgot what pattern was best. Trying to beat Woodman, he gets the best of me. Going back with metal blades this time. So, I'm a little worried, but that director is awesome. So, he'll probably just knock it out of the park. It'll be amazing.
Obviously.
Because he is a bona fide badass.
What were we talking? Sorry.
New Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah. I wanted it to be like in the past where they had planets full of Sith.
Yeah, Old Republic style, like back at the birth of when they were the Jedi. And
is that what they called themselves?
Yeah, it was like J-E-D-A-I-I. And there was on a planet when there were two moons. Each moon was, one was light, one was dark. Like, it's a whole big thing.
Wouldn't that be pronounced J-D?
It was something, I forgot how, it was a little different.
J-D!
Yeah, it wasn't, like, so different, but it was just, like, a little off. Like, okay, I mean, it seems like we're forcing it here.
But I would love to see that in movies, especially with the graphics they have now. It'd be awesome.
Be legit. And they started out just with swords. They didn't have the lightsabers yet. That came later.
When did they find the lightsabers?
When a different species came to the solar system they were in. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, these big ships took people from all these different planets. They just showed up and took them all to one planet, and that's where the Jedi... It's a whole thing. I'm not doing it justice. But that would be cool to be Old Republic like that. But we'll see. I'm not sure if they're going to actually do that. But
who
knows?
Are you fighting Water Man?
No, these are Bubble Man.
Hmm.
Yeah, no. So why do you think it's best to just binge watch shows as opposed to just watching them week by week? And obviously, there's an easy answer of, oh, well, I don't want to wait week to week. But why is it better? Because to you.
To me, because, like, instead of, like, if I had regular TV, I think we would both forget to record stuff.
That's true.
So we would have to, like, go search through the internet, which would take forever just to find that one thing.
And there's so much good stuff on TV now, and people are like, oh, did you see that episode last week? Like, no, I don't mind waiting a year, and it'll be out on somewhere I can watch it.
When there's a full season out.
And there's so much stuff on TV. I don't mind missing a whole series. Like, oh, it's a great show. Like, okay, there's a billion great shows out there. I'm not going to sit there and pay $50 extra or even more a month just to watch one specific show. Except that's kind of what I did with Mandalorian.
Why not?
Because it's Star Wars and it's different.
No, I'm saying, why wouldn't you do it with Mandalorian?
It's true, because it was totally worth it. And the last season of Clone Wars, you need to watch. It was amazing. Ahsoka Tano.
I'm trying to catch up, man.
The graphics for that last season were unbelievable, man. They really knocked it out of the park.
Well, what do you expect? It's 2020.
Yeah, it's been a few years since season 6 was on the air and on Cartoon Network and everything. It was amazing. It really was. Very high quality.
So why'd they stop?
Just lost popularity. I mean, they had 6 seasons of it. That's a lot of episodes, man.
I know.
There's only so much you can tell about the Clone Wars. And the thing is, you already knew the end of it. You know what I mean? It's not like you didn't know what was going to happen. We'd all seen episode 4.
That's the bad thing about prequels, because...
You already know. Oh, he becomes Darth Vader. Yeah, I knew that. Everybody calm down.
That's the only thing I don't like about the prequels. The prequel movies.
You knew where this was going.
Like, they gave several hints that he's turning super mad and whiny. Does that mean he's becoming Darth Vader?
Yeah, he's a little bitch. He's annoying. And that was, like, interesting, too, because I was like... I look back on it. I wonder why Lucas was so adamant about making episode 1, 2, and 3. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't necessarily really have to. Oh, that broke my heart. Anywho, I died. Bubble Man, the spikes at the top of the... That sucks.
Haha.
Anyway, but yeah, so I wondered why he didn't, like, when he starts the series over, like, why didn't he just go with episode 7 back in 99, but oh well, what do I know?
Well, I mean, the graphics paid off.
Yeah, but I mean, like, why did they have to go back to episode 1 at all? Why do I keep killing that guy? You know what I mean? If they're going to start making new movies, why not just start? Anyway, who knows? George Lucas is weird, but he's a genius, so who am I to judge? This is your show, you know. I don't...
Oh, yeah. Next subject. Did we already cover the most... what do you most miss about Corona? I mean, real world.
Yeah, what do you miss the most about before Corona hit? It's been almost... It's been over 6 weeks now, man.
Well, actually, not that much, because I did go to my friend's house a couple days ago.
Went to Connor's. He's in Tennessee right now, visiting his grandma, though.
Oh. Well, I mean, I visited him.
We may hang out with him again. Just want
to... I mean, there's not really much. I'm doing school almost perfectly normal.
That's true. And, you know, you're doing well, and you got your grandma. It's Mother's Day. We're not going to see her. We'll see her tomorrow.
Yeah.
What else? I miss doing stuff during the week, man.
Well, that's why you have me. I'm a whole package. Because
I like hanging out on the weekends, but if we don't do anything all week, it's kind of feeling like we're just lazy pieces of shit.
You know that's not true.
What do you mean?
Well, that we're lazy pieces of shit.
I know, but it just feels that way because we can't go do anything. Even we I feel guilty go going walk. For a walk. You're not supposed to.
Well, that's their fault.
I mean, I don't know. And summer's coming up, and I just hope that we'll be able to take our trip to the Grand Canyon, but I don't know if it's going to be closed or not.
Hopefully we can.
That'll be cool. I'm still taking the week off work, huh?
Your history.
Yours. So, how did Cameron get to be here right now?
Well, I was born in San Diego, California.
You were a Navy baby.
Hell yeah.
Your mom and I were both Navy corpsmen, and now... And you were born at a Navy hospital.
Yes. And, sorry, this is just so interesting to watch.
Cam, this is your show, man.
Got it. And then...
Show some discipline.
No, I stayed in California for like 2 years. Then I went to New Jersey.
No, then we went to Lubbock.
Oh. Well, I thought I went to New Jersey to go see my mom's parents. Well,
okay, yeah. I mean, like, a little bit more generalized. But yeah, when you were born, your mom's from Jersey, I'm from Texas. So you bounced back and forth a little bit. Until we got to Lubbock, so I could go to... We could go to school, both of us.
And then I had to stay in Lubbock for a while. Me and my mom had an apartment.
You were there for about 2 years.
And then she took me to New Jersey to go to school for like a month, I want to say.
Are you talking about when... You went up there that final time before you moved in with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. We got you out of school early so you could go up with your mom. You were up there for about a month, and then that's when your mom decided to stay up there. And it's just been the two of us for... Dude, can you believe it's been like 6 years now?
You know my memory doesn't go that far.
Worthless!
I'm 11. What do you...
What do you want from me? What do you want? All right, Bubble Man. Let's see what you got. So, yeah, it's just been the two of us. We've been in the house now for about 3 years. Before that, we were living with my folks while I was finishing nursing school.
Okay, Bubble Man, you want to taste my two bubbles?
Just been us hanging out a lot. Definitely a dude's house, if you were able to see how we live. It's not very what I would call decorated.
We still have the Christmas tree up. That's pretty decorative.
It's more of a nightlight.
We don't even turn it on.
It comes on. I don't understand the timer. I don't know who set it up.
Probably Grandy. She likes doing that stuff.
I don't know, man. So, a lot of weights.
We have a Star Wars helmet.
We have a Star Wars helmet. I ordered another one. Not what you think.
Is it Darth Vader?
Nope. Even better.
Is it Luke?
Nope. It's a new one that's coming out. You're going to shit your pants. It's mine. You can have the...
Whoa! You can have the old one.
I didn't stutter.
Neither did I.
I paid for it.
I'm supposed to get special treatment.
Shh, you're doing that thing again, bud.
Good! You deserve it.
So, what's your... How about your future? What's your plan right now? What do you want to do?
I'm fine with the schedule right now. I really...
No, man. I mean, in the future. Education. Career.
Well...
Husband.
What? No. I don't know. I'm 11. What do you...
Well, what are you thinking about as far as your future? Because you have plans. You better not say YouTuber.
That's not my style. I like watching people. I don't like doing it.
So, but you were...
Yeah, doing it.
You were thinking about some kind of engineer, right?
Well...
Or pilot.
I kind of want to become a pilot.
Which is legit.
Get some degree in science or something.
That's cool, man. Go fly and tell everyone to piss off.
And then hopefully I could get my way up to, the first man on Mars. Or, on another planet.
See, you say you want to be the first man on another planet. What do you really want to do?
If I'm being honest, I kind of just, want to go up there.
I know exactly what you're going to say, so just call it what it is.
But I do want to do it.
Right, but you want to do something stupid when you get up there.
Well, no, not just because of that. I do generally want to do it because I want to see what's up there. And yeah. I want the credit.
And the challenge. And
yeah. I mean,
giving back to the...
Have you seen how many buttons are in a single plane?
You gotta know what every single one of them does.
And then it probably takes, 3 days That's to intense. Get, a prep to see if everything's working in a spaceship.
Dude, I mean, it takes years.
I know. That's why I want the challenge, because it's entertaining. It's something to do.
Something to do. Well, you like engineering. You like that kind of stuff. You want to be able to like your granddad and build stuff. You want to be that guy and go, I can fix it.
I can sometimes. Oh, yeah. Next topic. Greatness of old video games. We kind of got that off at the very first.
Yeah, back to it.
Well, then we can just free talk till it gets to 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, how many times do you think you've beaten Mega Man?
100. This was my go-to game. Even in college, I thought it was really cool to be able to play it on the computer. Mega Man 2 is my jam, man.
Have you beaten all the Mega Mans?
No.
Mega Man?
For some reason, I just kind of stuck with Mega Man 2.
Superman.
Mega Man 1's not that great.
I tried to play Mega Man 10.
It's intense.
Yeah, that was weird.
They get a little complicated, man. I like the simplicity of the first.
I thought it was going to be like the second one where you could choose what guy you want to fight. Nope. Nothing like that.
So dumb.
You just got hit by a bird.
Shut up.
Did you see?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You messed up.
No, I do exactly what I was meant to do.
No, because you messed up.
So is your face.
That's what she said.
Your mom.
And?
Your mom.
And? Your
face.
Fair. You're supposed to jump on that. And then you climb up.
I know exactly what I'm doing, bro.
Sure. And then you're supposed to dodge them and then shoot. I don't...
Free time.
Alright, so you're supposed to shoot this guy. You're not doing so good. Oh, yeah, I remember it now.
Crash Man is a pattern, and I dominate him with my fists.
Well, I mean, it's not technically your fist, it's more your shooter.
Hand cannon.
Same thing. Didn't they make a movie off of Mega Man?
No, they never made a Mega Man movie.
No, I'm pretty sure they did. They just named it something else and got a different storyline.
He's a cyborg.
You don't really have to run away from him. You could just...
I know what I'm doing. I beat him.
Whatever. No, I'm pretty sure they did, because it was, like, some weird graphic one in, like, 2003. And they had a completely different storyline.
Let me Google it. I don't know if that's right.
And they named him something completely different.
Mega Man movie. I don't think that's accurate. It was a cartoon, it looks like. It may have been Japanese. No. I don't think it ever happened.
There's a Mega Man fan film.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I've been tricked by those when they first came out. Like, someone will put together a fake... That has to be Japanese.
That looks really...
No, I'm not going to watch that.
That looks really retarded.
It was in 2010. Yeah, it does not look... It looks poorly done.
No, it was a cartoon. It was a movie.
I remember... I think there was a cartoon. Oh, you know what show I was watching yesterday on Disney Plus?
What?
Tailspin.
What's that?
It's an awesome show, man.
Hey, can we get back into the Bender, Airbender, Firebender?
Futurama?
No.
Oh. Avatar?
Yeah.
I know, man. I wish they would come out with another one. There was a tease saying that they were going to come out. So there was the Airbender Avatar, and then what's her name was the
Water Avatar.
Then they said they were going to come out with
a
show.
With a fire.
No, because the fire one was before the Air Avatar, and then so
they never made
order.
A show out of that.
No, you just see flashbacks of it. So it was the it goes in order. The Fire Avatar was born, and then the Air Avatar, and then the Water Avatar. So the next one was going to be
No, the Water Avatar had water, rock, and air.
Yeah, dude, I'm saying the avatars were. Remember, like certain people are fire, certain people are air, certain people are water, certain people are earth movers. It was only one person who could master all four, and that was the Avatar. And avatars went in cycles. They were born first. It was a fire avatar, and then once he passed away, the next avatar was the air avatar, and then once he passed away, it was the water avatar.
He was still alive when she was alive.
Probably, and then the next one was going to be an earth avatar, but they said they were going to do twins, but they never did the movie. Bastards.
Why would you?
They never did the show.
Yeah, why would you want a movie? I'd rather have a show.
It was legit. That's another reason why it's better to binge watch shows, because it's like one long movie.
Can we watch the second show that they made?
With what's her name? Yeah.
Yeah, the what's her face.
Yeah, we can redo that one. Do you don't want to do the original?
Nah, because we never watched the second one, the second
show.
Yeah,
we did. We watched all of it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Well, I forgot.
Ugh, you disgust me.
And if we do get back into the original one, it was really good because...
You want to watch the original one with the airbender?
Yeah, because those battle scenes were really cool.
It was cool. The final battle scene was legit.
Oh, yeah.
And he had those circles moving around him and stuff.
His eyes were turning into exorcist stuff.
Yeah, I thought he was going to kill everybody. And he kind of did.
He was turning into, like, Darth Vader type stuff.
He's going to the dark side.
You're like, overload!
You know what's funny? Oh, crap.
That you died.
They don't talk about in the new Star Wars series. All they say is he had kids. They were like, you know, we were naive at the time to think that the dark side guys weren't banging.
Were they?
Well, apparently Palpatine had a kid.
Oh yeah.
How could
Palpatine of all people get a kid? Who would like him?
You know how sex. He was the Emperor of the Galaxy.
Fair. I still find it dumb. Who would dig that man?
Somebody did.
That's weird. There's
someone for everyone. You stick a man and a woman together for any length of time, they're going to start banging. Majority of people.
You sure?
If you're stuck, yeah. Like you're on a desert island, and there's someone of the opposite sex. Eventually, no matter who she is, at some point, you're probably going to start banging.
Mm-hmm.
It's human nature. Oh, got it. Come on. Airman's hard. So, do you like the long silences, or...
Oh, yeah, sorry. We got about, like, 20 seconds.
Math.
Alright, I don't.
It's your rodeo, Kim. Come on, man. Okay. Bring it home.
Okay. Well, what is your favorite one? Second favorite out of all these? Like,
Mega Man?
No, not all Mega Man. I meant, like, second favorite old school game. And it can't be Mario.
I always like Paperboy and Excitebike.
That's a thing?
Yeah, they're legit.
I've never heard
again,
of
that. I didn't get to play that many video games.
Oh, yeah, your brother took all of it.
Yeah, I was the video game watcher in the family.
What was his favorite video game?
He liked sim kind of show. He played a game called Civilization a lot.
Oh, so like how I like Sims?
Kinda. You have to build the stuff.
I still find it so funny that there's an option to woohoo.
Is that like bang?
Yeah. It's funny.
It's kind of weird. It's like GTA when you're banging hookers and stuff. That was worth it.
I never really played that.
Yeah, it's a horrible game, don't. It lets you do stupid stuff. I don't understand why it's enjoyable, because it's really, like, horrific things. At least in the hero games that you play, even though you're killing people, the idea is that you're saving lives. In that game, you're just doing horrible things. You're selling drugs and, like, banging hookers and killing people.
Well, now I don't see any entertainment out of that.
It's pretty sadistic.
Well, I'm going to head back.
Okay.
And there you're going to listen to a commercial. You should be gone from the ad. So, I'm back. Yes, I know the ad sucks, but don't judge. I'm awesome. I'm the one with the podcast. I'm going to make this to an hour. Man, I'm always out of stuff to say. I'm usually the guy that lays back until there's a good subject that I know very strongly about. And then I start talking. My friend Finn always talks about literally everything. Like, there's something that is very rare, he'll talk about it. Something that's very common, he'll talk about it. Literally anything that's a thing, he'll talk about. He loves talking. He doesn't like. He loves it. And then my friend Aiden loves the attention of girls. All he does is plays football and then goes near them and goes, "Hey, so how's it going? All right, guys, see ya. I'm just gonna go back out there." There's just one group of girls that follows me. Luna follows every now and then, comes up to me and my friends, and goes like, "So here's some drama." They don't say that, but they say some stupid thing. And the second I know they're coming, I do like a Ron thing. I like sniff and go like, "They're here," and then I bolt. Usually my friends don't understand what I'm doing. And then they see who it is. Most of the time, my friend Chris gets out of the way the second he sees it, because he's a little small weasel. He's not small, but sometimes he's a weasel. And he can, like, dodge. He can, like, get out of the way in a split second. He sees time slower than other people. That makes sense. But usually my friend Jaden is standing there confused what we're doing, and he's the victim, while I'm already army crawling away. Alright, so I dropped my phone. Sorry about that. But, set it out, hopefully. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, yeah. So, my friend Jaden's always victim to whatever weird thing they have to say. And Connor, my friend Connor's always playing Ultimate Frisbee, and so is my friend Ben. They're always out there just playing Ultimate Frisbee. They don't really do that much other than that. Sometimes they come hang out with us. Other times they're just standing there. Oh, I gotta sneeze. Standing there playing Ultimate. I come play with them sometimes. But usually not. He shot me. But usually not that much. What? Alright, sorry about that. But, yeah, they don't really do that much. Like I said, my friend Finn just talks, and then talks some more. Because why not? Oh, I'm sorry. I was playing a game. I got really into it. Oh, well, I got killed. So I'm gonna talk to you. There's not really that much to talk about, though. So, yeah. I usually just play video games most of the time. Yeah. Not that interesting. I'm gonna end it here. I can't make it by myself. Just get it to 15 seconds. I'm very interesting. Just not right now. So, I'll see you guys next time.